All right, Triple Sight, good morning. Let us begin. We are picking up today's daf is Nun Zayin. We are picking up on Nun Zayin. We're going to pick up Emir Hashem at Ravina Amar, five lines down from the top. We're going to begin by thanking our sponsors for this morning's shiur. To thank our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Tishrei, Steve and Terry Zinn, in memory of their parents, Tzvi Hirsch ben Yosef HaKoin, Yentl Mindel Bas David Halevi, Bunim Tziv ben Chaim, Devorah Bas Yisrael Yoel. To thank our Week of Learning sponsors, Brian and Melanie Levine, in honor of the Kihila and Hakara Satov to all of the Shiurim. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless the entire Shiur, the entire Kihila, with continued opportunities for learning and growth and coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And our Week of Learning sponsors, Ira and Miriam Grossman, and Miriam of Ira's father, Melvin Melech Ben Azriel, Zichron Levracha. We hope that in the merits of our Talmud Torah, the Neshamos will have an aliyah and the families in the Chama. But with that, let us begin. A lot to do today, not a lot of time. So it says the Gemara, Ravina Amar. So Ravina says, remember again, we're still focusing now on the statement made in yesterday's daf about Nimsa Migrash Ravio, that the Migrash itself was one quarter of the size. So the Gemara says, what does it mean one quarter? Ravina Amar, my Ravia, Ravia de Tchumin, a quarter of the size of the Tchum. Ravashi Amar, my Ravia, Ravia de Kranos, ultimately a quarter of the size of the corners. Remember, again, I'm also talking about the concept, ultimately, that if you have a circular area, you go ahead and you square it off. So the size of the corners, Amar de Ravina Ravashi, Vaha Saviv Ksiv, I, but the Pasuk says Saviv. So the Gemara says, my Saviv, what does it mean now? Again, around, Bepashas means around the entire thing, not just the corners. My Saviv, Saviv Dikranus. It means ultimately, again, around the corners, or I should say, around concerning the areas of the corners. Dilo Tema Achi, because the Gemara will give you a proof to this. Gabi Olo Dikhsiv, Vizarko B'nei Aaron Es Adam Ala Mizbeach Saviv. The Pasuk says that the children of Aaron will sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach Saviv, around the Mizbeach. Hachinami Saviv Mamish. Do you think that that means literally Saviv? And I was supposed to say, do you think that Bnei Aaron actually go all the way around the Mizbeach? Elamai Saviv, Saviv Dikronos. Rather, again, I'm supposed to say, what does Saviv mean? Saviv means around the corners. Hachinami, my Saviv, Saviv Dikronos. Amali Rav Chavivi, Mechozuna, Rav Ashi. I, Vahoika, Morsha Dikarnosa. I, but says Rav Ashi, there is the protrusion of the corners, there's the protruding area. So the Gemara says, "Bemasa igulsa," talking about a circular city. I bahari bua. But one second, we said that it was squared. To which the Gemara says, "Emar da arminon chaz, emar da arminon chazinon kiman derabo rebui vada mirabna." So we'll say again when talking about squaring off a circular city. So remember again, what it means is as follows: that halacha lamaisa, we view it as if it is squared. But do we actually physically square it? And of course, the answer to that is no. So the Gemara says as follows. Amrali Rav Chanilai Mechazna L'Rav Ashi. So Rav Chanilai Mechazna said to Rav Ashi, Michdi, Kama Meruba Yeser Ala Eagle. How much larger is a square than a circle? Revia. So we'll say the square occupies an area a quarter more than a circle. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Hani Tamni Mea Shis Mea Vishisin Vishav Nechitilsa. If that's the case, again, and that which you measured as 800 amos, we'll say is in fact what? Literally, Mea Shisin Vishav Nechitilsa means 667 minus a third. So 666 and two thirds. Havi Adimarza Amrale Hani Milibi Igula Migo Rebua. That's only true if you ultimately, again, are drawing a circle inside of the square. But in terms of the diagonal, you will require more. Because after all, we know that the mathematical relationship is as follows, that any amma that is a square actually is an amma and two-fifths in the diagonal. Okay, so we'll say all the different interpretations ultimately of all the different interpretations of halacha lemaisa, of what it means that the migrash was a quarter. Good. Now I begin a new Mishnah. Nosnin karfef. We'll say a very beautiful sugya. Nosnin karfef liir. We go ahead and we give a karfef for the city. So we'll remember again, karfef represents that area of 70 and two-thirds amas. So we go ahead and we provide a karfef for the city. Div Rabbi Meir. Vechacham dechom se lo omru karfef ela bein shtei ayoros. Shaul says, listen to this. So we're going to define exactly what these respective positions mean in the Gemara. But right now you have Rabbi Meir telling us that that a city gets a karfeit. Now what that means, again, like I said, we'll see. Chachamim say, lo amru karfeit ela bein shtei ayaros. You only give a karfeit in between two cities. What's the impact of giving a karfeit in between two cities? Im yesh lezu shivim ama vishirayim, ulezu shivim ama vishirayim, osin karfeit es shtehen lihios ke'echod. What it means is as follows, that if halacha lemaisa, you go ahead and you give this city a karfeit, which is 70 and 2/3 amas, and this city a karfeit is 70 and 2/3 amas, and those two karfifios go ahead and touch each other or overlap with one another, that ultimately makes the cities into one cohesive city. So remember again, we've spoken about that concept before already. We've seen that in the last couple of days. That again, if you have the karfeits of two cities, go ahead. We actually spoke about this 2 days ago in the case of the city which was breached. And then ultimately again, and after being breached, if the breach is less than 141 and 2/3 amas, then halacha lemaisa, again, it's considered still to be as one complete city. So the Gemara says, v'chein gimel kfarim hamishulashin. So we'll say, but again, the Mishnah's not talking about a breached city. The Mishnah's just saying, stam, now that halacha lemaisa, if you happen to have two cities, and each of them have a karfeif, and those karfeifs come up to one another, or of course overlap with one another, then those two cities halachically are reckoned as one city. Which we'll say, of course, is dramatic, because what that would then mean is the residents of city A could actually measure their tchum starting from where? The other edge of city B, and vice versa. V'chein gimel kfarim hamishulashin. But this is actually an interesting case. So too, if you have three cities. Now, it's not clear what this case is, because the last time we had a case of three cities, they were three cities in a row. We'll see exactly what the case is over here. V'chein gimel kfar mishulashin. If you have three cities, im yesh bein shnayim chitzonim mea v'arbaim v'achos ushlish, asa emtsoy eshloshtan lios echad. If there is 141 and 2/3 amas, the area of two karfifios, right, in between the two outer cities, then they become one big city. So what that case is, we'll see in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Menahani Mili. But we'll say, how do I know that a city has a karfeif? In other words, we're taking it for granted that a city has a karfeif. How do you know that? Where does that concept come from? To which the Gemara says, Amarava do Amarkra mekir ha'ir v'chutza. So we'll say, so remember again, this pasuk over here is talking about the migrashim, the areas or the cities given to the Levim. So the pasuk says that when you go ahead and you give the Levitic cities, you give a migrash, which is an open area outside, and it says that you should measure mikir ha'ir v'chutza, which tells us what? Which tells us that halacha lemaisa, there is a concept ultimately again of adding onto a city an additional space. Amra Torah tein chutza v'achar kach medod. Go ahead and give an additional space, and then afterwards go ahead and measure the city. So therefore, again, mikira imekira ha'ir v'chutza, that phrase teaches us that every city is given an add-on space. Now, both, interestingly enough, why 70 and 2/3 amas? Where does that number come from? So if you look at Rashi, if you look at Rashi, the first Rashi in the Mishnah, Nosnin Karfeif Le'ir, Rashi says, Kishaba Limdor HaTchumin in Modedin Minachoma Elamarchik Ayin Amav Yishrem Kichatzer HaMishkan. 70 and 2/3 Amos, we'll say, is the size of the Chatzer of the Mishkan. That's where that amount comes from. So remember again, what does Chatzer of the Mishkan have to do ultimately with Tchum? Well, remember, all of Hilchos Shabbos are gleaned from the Mishkan, although the Tchum has not necessarily anything to do with the Mishkan, but Lamaisa, when you have this phrase now, Mekir Ha'ir V'chutza, which tells me that I add on some significant amount of space. Ultimately, again, to the outside of the city, we take the shear of the Chatzar of the Mishkan. Good. Says the Gemara Chamra, Lo Amru. Supposed to remember again, now in the Mishnah, the way the Mishnah seemed to be set up was as follows. We begin with the statement of Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir says, we give a karfeif to a city. That was his statement. The Chachamim said, we only say karfeif in between two cities. And then he goes on to illustrate that, that if you have city A and city B, each of them have a karfif of 70 and 2/3 amas. If their karfifs meet up, then halacha lemaaseh, they're considered as one cohesive city. So says the Gemara, Itmar, Rav Huna Amar, Nosnin karfif lezu, vekarfif lezu. So also Rav Huna says that when you have two cities, ultimately, again, you give one karfif to this city and one karfif to this city. Each city gets its own independent karfif. V'chia barav amar karfif echad l'shtehen. Chira says, no, when you have two cities, those two cities get one karfif in between the two of them. One karfif for two cities to share. So the Gemara says, Tanan, v'cham omru lo omru karfif ela bein beiz ayaros. So we'll say, if you look at the Mishnah, so the Mishnah says that the Chachamim said, the only time you say karfif is for an area in between two cities. So v'pashtos tiyuf to d'rafuna. I will say this would seem to support, seem to contradict Rav Huna, because the simple reading of the position of the Chacham sounds like you only get one karfif per two cities. Right? When you have two cities, if they're separated by 70 and 2/3 amas, they're considered like one city. More than 70 and 2/3 amas, they're like two cities. I'm going to call, no. My karfif, what does it mean, karfif? Toras karfif. It means that when there are two cities, the concept of karfif applies, but how does it apply? Oli olam karfif lezu, the karfif lezu. Bose Rav Huna is agreeing with the Chachamim, namely that halacha lemaisa, every city gets its own karfif. Hachanayim misarmi diktani seifa, im yesh lezu ayin ama vishirayim, u lezu ama ayin ama vishirayim, o says karfif lishtein lihios echad shmamina. So we'll say, it turns out that, no, when the Chachamim, even the Lashon of the Chachamim sounds like, lo amru karfif ela bein shtei ayaros, that we only said karfif in between two cities. And you interpreted that to mean it's only one karfif shared by two cities. No. What the Chachamim meant was that the concept of karfif becomes most acute between two cities. But in reality, each city gets its own karfif, and the Chachamim are teaching us that halacha lemaisa, if those two karfifs touch each other or overlap with each other, it makes it one city. If that's the case, lema tehevi tuv to dechia barav. So we'll say if that's the case, then it refutes the position of chia barav. Because chia barav seems to indicate that when you have two cities, those two cities only have one shared karfif in between them. Amar locha chia barav. So chia barav would tell you, we'll say amud beis. Chia barav would say, ha money, whose opinion does this reflect? Rabbi Meir. This reflects the view of Rabbi Meir. We'll say, take a look at Rashi. Hamani Rabbi Meir. Hach seifa stomahi v'lav maskona demilsa derabonani. So we'll say, this is very interesting. So the statement that the Gemara was talking about before, Chiya Barav says, is in fact Rabbi Meir. Now we'll say, now remember, Rabbi Meir makes a statement of nosnin karfeif li'ir. So remember again, Rabbi Meir only discusses the concept of karfeif as it applies to a singular city, right? And then ultimately, again, the Mishnah goes on to explain that. So Chiya Barav wants to suggest that his position, that karfif echad l'shtehem, that two cities share one karfif, is in fact the position of Rabbi Meir. To which the Gemara says, 1 second, I Rabbi Meir, if you want to say it's Rabbi Meir, hatan l'resha. Rabbi Meir already spoke about, Rabbi Meir had the first opening case in the Mishnah. No, first opening statement to the Mishnah, Nosnin karfif liir divrei Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah said that you give a karfif to the city, these are Rabbi Meir. So I'll say, so why would I need Rabbi Meir to restate his position twice? To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Tzvicha. The imeahi hab amina chad l'chada v'chad l'tarti. Because it will say, if it would have just said the opening statement of the Mishnah, look at Rashi. So Ima here, I'll say, if I would have said the first opening, I would have said as follows. Chad l'chada, remember, how does the Mishnah start? The Mishnah begins with the statement of Nosnin karfif li'ir div Rabbi Meir. So I'll say, so again, I could have easily said, what does that mean? You give one karfif to one city, and what? And what? And two karfifs to two cities. So therefore, again, I will say, that's what you would have thought. Ima ahi, hava mina chad l'chada, v'chad l'tarti, kamash malon, therefore, I will say again, I need the second case of the Mishnah, to go ahead and teach me that what? That no two cities get two karfifs. V'yashmin hacha, and if I would have just said the second case, again, that you give two cities two karfifs, so the Gemara says, hacha mishum See, I would have thought that two cities get two karfeves. Do you know why? Because Lamaisa, again, for two cities to share one karfev, it's too difficult. It's just too difficult. It's going to impose a hardship on the respective residents of the city. Dechika tashmishesayu means literally it's just going to be difficult to use the area. Aval hasam, delo dechika tashmishesayu. Rabbi say maybe in the case of one city, where again, there's no real difficulty of use without a karfev. Imalo, I might have thought that perhaps there should be no karfev at all. Therefore, tzicha, Rabbi say, take a look at Rashi just a moment. Mishum de dechika tashmishesayu. The whole krovos in lahen noi ha'ir bebeis karfivios ad the ika tvei. Hilchach asay karfev es shtehen lios achos aval chado dolo dechika tashmishesayu shein iracheres muchala veishla avir harbe imalo neisiv la karfev klas. Well, see, interestingly enough, had it just written the second case, I would have said it's only in the case of two cities in close proximity to each other, where each one gets a karfev, because without that karfev, the use of the city is impacted, but by one city by itself, maybe such a city doesn't get a karfev at all, since it's usable. Therefore, I'm going to say tzvicha, so I need Rabbi Meir in both cases. Well, so Rabbi Meir, therefore, is also teaching us this same basic yisod, namely that halacha lemaisa, ultimately, again, one city gets a karfev, and two cities get a karfev or their respective karfevs, karfifios, as well. Good. So what says the Gemara? Tnan. V'chein shloshek from mishloshin. So what's this? Now remember, so now what we've established is as follows. We have Rabbi Meir telling us that Allah l'maisa, every city gets its own karfev. Okay? Aleph. Beis the Chachamim telling us that Allah l'maisa, the power of karfev is the ability that if the two cities, if their karfifios, touch each other, or of course overlap with each other, that combines the two cities into one big city. One big city. Okay, so now we've established those two halachas. Next case was the three cities in a row. Right, you remember again, so the Mishnah said, the way the Mishnah read was, Gimel Kfar Mishuloshin, if you have three cities in a row, if there is only 141 and two-third Amos, which is, again, two karfevs worth, in between the two outer cities, then halacha lemaisa, they are all reckoned as one city. So let's analyze this a bit. Says the Gemara, Tnan, v'chin shlosha kfar mishulashin. If you have three cities, im yesh bein shnayim hachitzonim, mea ba'arboim va'achas, ama ushlish, osa emtsoi es shloshtan lihios echad. So let's analyze this. You have cities A, B, and C. So what does the Mishnah say? As long as there is not more than 141 and two-thirds Amos in between A and C, all of them are reckoned as one large city. So the Gemara says, well, let's analyze this. Taimwa di'ikam tsoi. So I don't understand. So the Mishnah makes it sound like as long as there is a middle city and they are not more than 141 and two-thirds Amos away from each other, they're like one city. So the Gemara says, but it sounds like you need the middle city. But halekam tsayilo, but if the middle city is not there, then apparently again, the two outer ones cannot combine to form one city. To yufta d'Ravuna. So we'll say b'pashtos, this is a refutation of Ravuna's position. Because what did Ravuna say? Ravuna said that halach lamaisa, nosnin karfev lezu v'karfev lezu. Now we'll say, so let's analyze this for just a moment. If you have A, B, and C, right? So what did the Mishnah say? As long as A and B are within 141 and two-thirds Amos of each other. So, I'm sorry, as long as A and C are within 141 and two-thirds Amos of each other, they form together to form one cohesive, one big city. So, but that ability for A and C to come together is dependent on B. But I will say, if there's only 141 and two-thirds Amos between A and C, then what? They should form together to be one cohesive entity, even without what? Even without B. Makes sense. We'll say, Rav Huna says that halacha lemaisa, every city gets its own karfev. It gets its own karfev. So again, Rav Huna says, as long as A and C are within 141 and two-thirds amas of each other, the presence of B is really irrelevant. Yet the Mishnah seems to indicate to us that the only way that A and C come together is with the presence of B. So what's going on over here? So this is incredible. Amar lecha Rav Huna, ha'itmar Allah, no, what's the case? Well, so listen to the case. Ha'itmar Allah, amar rabba, amar av idi, amar rab chin, aram mechanina, lo mishuloshin mamish. No. Don't view this as a case of three cities in a row. Ella, Rowin kol she'ilo matil emtsoi beinein v'yu mishulashin. Ah, I will say, what's the case? This is actually quite fascinating. The three cities, if you can imagine, are in the form of a triangle. So you're in a triangle. So A and C are across from each other. So A and C are like the base of the triangle. And ultimately, again, B is the top of the triangle. So listen to what the Mishnah is saying. This is really quite fascinating. So the Mishnah says, so the Gemara is saying like this. Lo mishlosh and mamish. They're not three cities in a row. Elo roin kol she'ilu matil emtsoi b'nein. V'yu mishulashin. Ve'in bein ze lo ze elo kuf mem amo v'achos u'shlish. Os emtsoi shlosh and yosechad. Wow. So we'll say now, watch this. So A, B, and C are in a triangle. A and C are the base of the triangle, right? B is on the tip of the triangle. So the halacha said about this is something absolutely amazing, which is if B were to be slid down in between A and C, and there would not be more than 141 and two-thirds amos between then A and C, then halacha lemaisa, all three cities are considered to be one unit. So we'll say what that would mean is essentially, the way that would work is, if you were to slide B in between A and C, then halacha lemaisa, as long as there's not more than 70 and two-thirds amos between A and B, and 70 and two-thirds amos between B and C, so A, B, and C become reckoned as one unit. Rabbi said, but the incredible chiddush over here is the concept of Rowan, is the concept that you can have three cities arranged as a triangle, and yet halachically, you can view city B as sliding down in between A and C. And as long as halacha lemaisa, there's not more than the area of a karfeit between A and B, and between B and C, then A, B, and C are reckoned as one contiguous city. Pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. So we'll say, Sidney Gemara says as follows. Let's say in general, there's fascinating yisod about these concepts of rowing, right? That halacha says that sometimes in your mind you have to be able to visualize things that are not there and make them a reality. We'll say, isn't that all of life? Isn't all of life the ability to visualize something that has not yet come into being and go ahead and build your reality around there? We'll say the truth is, There's no yomtiv that is more manifest than in sukkahs. Right? Because sukkah itself depends on so many of these concepts. Lovod, good achis, good asik, shtei defanos umashu, right? We have mechitzas that we have walls that we imagine go up. You know, a lot of people this year are building these, ten tefach wall sukkahs. Right, that you know, you only have to build 10 tefachim of wall on the bottom, and you view it as if it goes up. Good achis, good asik, love it. This is what halacha says: you have to be able to imagine something that is not yet here, and then make it a reality. So again, you could imagine city B slides in between A and C, and as long as it's not more than 70 and two-thirds amos in between each of the cities, you are good to go. It's pretty incredible. Amar le Rava. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rava. So I suppose listen to this. That's fine. So now I got it. So as long as when you slide down B, imaginarily slide down, right? You imagine sliding down B in between A and C, there's not more than 70 and two-thirds amos between A and B, and then again between B and C. But I will say, but is there a maximum distance between A and B? In other words, I will say in the diagonal, so to speak, of the triangle. So is there a maximum distance? So we're gonna view B as if it slides down in between A and C. But is there some type of maximum distance between A and B, or between C and B? To which the Gemara says, "Amar le apay mama, yeah, 2,000 amos." So it's pretty incredible. We'll say, so as long as B, right? Remember, we'll say B is the tip of the triangle. As long as B is within 2,000 amos of A and C, then you could view B as imaginarily sliding down in between A and C. Ay vaha atu de amrit kavase de rava bere de rava barafuna. But one second, you are of the opinion, like Rabba bere de rava barafuna. So we'll say what did Rabba bere de rava say? Look at Rashi. Vaha atu de amrit leel gabi irsha sui kesh. We'll say 2 days ago, first day Yamta, we had this Gemara. Gabi irsha sui kesh. Dafilu yesh bein yesa lekeshes yoser me apayim Hari hi achas umodin laminasi. Rabbi say we learned in the case of the city that's like a bow, right? Like a bow, like the U shaped city. That halachin lemaisa, even if there is more than 2,000 amas between the middle of the bow and the edge of the bow, we can still count the tchum from the edge of the bow. So if that's the case, again, why are you capping the distance between A and B and C and B at 2,000 amas? Mistabra damer yoser me'apayim amo. Hachi hashta hasam ikabatim. Hacha lekabatim. So you're supposed to, here's the difference. In the case of the U, that area, that bow was inhabited. So because it was inhabited, therefore, again, it's not the problem. Look at Rashi. Ikabatim bekeshes. Vahari hadar bekeshes. Yachol lovol roshe derech bati hakeshes. So you're supposed to say there, it's inhabited. The area is inhabited. So because the area is inhabited, you could have a greater distance. Here, it's empty space in between cities A and B, and B and C. Amrali Rava, va Amrali Rava la Abaye, kami yehe bein chitzon lechitzon. But one second, I will say back to the bow city. Well, see, remember again, Rava said to Abaye, what's the maximum distance between the two sides of the bow? So the Gemara says, kami yehe my nafka lechamino, kol she'ilu, I'm sorry, Amrali Abaye la Rava, kami yehe bein chitzon lechitzon. So we'll see, yeah, Rava said to Abaye, what's the maximum distance in between cities A and C? We'll say, now we're jumping back for just a moment. Maximum distance between A and C, to which the Gemara says, to which Abaye responds, Kami yehe, mai nafka l'chamine, koshi lo machnis emsoi b'nehen, ve'in bein ze lo ze elameya v'arboim v'achos u'shlish. So the Gemara is supposed to remember again, now we're switching gears for just a moment. So now we wanted to know, so just want to say, hold cup with this. So first of all, now the great chiddush over here is that you have three homes arranged in a triangular form, right? A and B on the base, C at the tip of the triangle. Halacha l'maisa, we could view, I'm sorry, just the opposite. A and C at the base, B at the tip of the triangle. We could view B as being slid down in between A and C. And as long as there you only have 70 and 2/3 amas between A and B, 70 and 2/3 amas between B and C, that is considered to be like one contiguous city. We've now established what's the maximum difference between A and B and C and B, in other words, the maximum difference between from the base of the triangle to the top of the triangle, 2,000 amas. Okay, now we'll see the Gemara says as follows. So we learned that halacha lemaisa, now Rava asks Abaye, is there a maximum distance between A and C? Is there a maximum difference that A and C could be spread apart? To which Abaye says, no. In other words, who cares how far A and C are from each other? After all, what's the ikar? I will say, what's the ikar? That as long as you slide down B, and once B is slid in, there's not more than 70 and 2/3 amas between A and B and B and C. It makes no difference how far A and C are from each other. To which the Gemara says, so you're telling me that even if A and C are more than 4,000 amas away from each other, halacha lemaisa, again, this arrangement works. Amar le'in. He said, yes. Rabbi said, we don't care how far A and C are from each other. The ikar just is that when you slide B in there, there's no more than 70 and 2/3 amas between A and B and B and C. So the Gemara says, I have a hamar afuna, ir ha'asuya kikeshes, im yesh bein beiz rashel, pachos me arbas, alofim ama modidin lamina yeser. Going back to the bow city. What was the halacha by the bow city? If the edges of the bow, which we can imagine, like the top of the U, as long as there's not more than 4,000 amas from those two tips, from the two ends of the U, then halacha l'maaseh, we can measure the tchum from the edge of the city. But if there's more than 4,000 amas, then actually you measure from the edge of habitation inside of the U. See, Sylvia, I will say that there seems to be a maximum distance between things, that you can't have more than 4,000 amas between the tips of the bow. To which the Gemara says, Amrle Hasam lekalamimar moli. Hacha ikalamimar moli. Well, there's a big difference, I will say. In the bow case, remember again, the way we set up the bow case is there are no actual homes in between the two tops of the bow, right? The two edges of the U. So that's why, again, if they're more than 4,000 amas apart, you can't reckon them as one cohesive entity. But remember again, here, Rabosai, you are able to fill in the area in between A and C with city B. So because that, Rabosai, even if there is more than 4,000 amas in between A and C, it really doesn't matter to us. We actually don't care how far A and C are from each other. All we care about is that when you slide B in there, there is no more than 70 and 2/3 amas between any three of the cities. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Safa l'Rava, it's an interesting case, Rav Safa. So Amar Rav Safa, so we'll say, so therefore again, this kind of closes this out over here, that halacha l'maisa, the case of the three cities was not the row, but rather was a triangle. So we'll say, the chiddush number one is rowin. We could view city B as if it's being lowered in between cities A and C. And as long as there's not more than 70 and 2/3 amas between A and B and C, you are good to go. Maximum difference between A and B and C and B, 2,000 amas. Maximum distance between A and C, no maximum distance, right? How does it go? It says even 4,000, when you say even 4,000 amas means like, once it can be 4,000 amas, it could be 10,000 amas. And it doesn't make any difference. At that point in time, halacha l'maisa, what it's saying is the difference between A and C is an irrelevant factor in this. All that matters is the ability to lower B in between there, and as long as it won't be 70 and 2/3 amas between A and B or B and C, one contiguous city. Amar Rav Safra l'Rava, but it's an interesting case. Rav Safra said to Rava, Hari b'nei akistafon demashchina le'tchuma mehai gisa da'ardoshir. So also, there were two neighboring cities, Ardoshir and Akistophon. And interestingly enough, Rav Safra said, Rav, you know, I find it fascinating. The people of Akistophon, they measure their tchum from the edge of the city of Ardishar. And the people of Ardishar, or Ardoshir, they measure their tchum from Akistophon, which I will say essentially is saying that what? The people of Akistophon and the people of Ardishar view their cities, at least Lagabe Tchum, as what? One city. One city. See, each of them measures their tchum from the edge of the other city. But here's the problem. Ha'ika diglos dimifaska, yeser mimea va'arban va'akashlish. So what? But here's what I will say. The Tigris River ran between these two cities of Ardashir and Akistophon. And the Tigris River was more than 141 and 2/3 amas in width. Which is saying that what? The cities of Akistophon and the cities of Ardashir were separated by more than 141 and 2/3 amas. But if that's the case, how do they combine together to form one cohesive city for tchum purposes? We'll say, watch this. Nafik, achdi lehanach amtahasa deshura, demivli bediglas ba'ayin amavishirayim. See, he went out and he should have said that apparently, what did he find? There were ruins of a wall inside of the Tigris River from each of the cities. And those two ruins were ultimately, again, within 141 and 2/3 amas of the city. So apparently, the historical borders of these cities actually extended into the Tigris River. And as we learned in the previous Mishnah, ruins that are within 70 and 2/3 amas of the city actually allow you to measure the border of the city, the edge of the city from there. So amazingly enough, the people of Akistophon and Ardashir were actually correct. Since there were ruins of these cities in the Tigris River, it turned out that the two Karfifios of these cities actually did overlap. Because they did overlap, they were reckoned ultimately again as one contiguous city, and therefore the people of Akistophon were able to measure their tchum from the edge of Ardashir. The residents of Ardashir were able to measure their tchum from the edge of Akistophon. And we'll say this is indeed the halacha l'maisa. Every city is given its own, karfif of 70 and 2/3 amas. And if you have two cities whose karfifs overlap with each other, or they don't have to overlap, they just have to what? They just have to meet each other. That allows for tchum purposes for the cities to be recognized as one contiguous city, and the residents of each city can then measure their tchum from the outskirts of the fellow city. All right, we'll say shikayach. So we'll stop over here. Davening will be outdoors in Mirat Hashem at just starting in just a couple of minutes. Shikayach.
diversity.